الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ القرآن فاستظهره فأحل حلاله وحرم حرامه أدخله الله الجنة وشفعه في أشرة من أهل بيته كلهم قد وجبت له النار أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutation descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, burning the sacred Quran in retaliation to Turkey withholding its consent to allow Sweden and Finland joining NATO is a most reprehensible assault on the global Muslim Ummah, which must be condemned in the strongest terms. We denounce the Swedish authorities, especially its police force, for giving an extremist right-wing leader of a party with direct links to apartheid Israel permission to engage in a despicable act of disrespect and blatant provocation outside Stockholm's Turkish embassy. The notorious Islamophobe heading the ultra-right Stram Kurs hardline party in Denmark is a chap known by the name of Rasmus Paludan. He's a Danish-Swedish politician. His anti-Islam hate crimes are well known and well documented. Just between April and June 2022, he conducted a so-called election tour in Sweden that included, it included the burning and the desecration of the Quran Kareem in front of masajids that are located in areas where relatively a large population of the people are Muslims. In total, this chap has conducted nearly 30 demonstrations during this period. At least 19 of these demonstrations, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ he burned the Quran Kareem. Several of these burnings had also coincided with the holy month of Ramadan, the Muslim fasting month. Based on racist ideologies, the tour's purpose was intended to spread hatred towards Muslims and immigrants and systematically provoking these groups. And the idea was portraying them as violent, irrational, and not part of Western society. That was the idea and the agenda for doing what he was doing. He said in December 2018, this is the words he said, and I quote to you verbatim. He said that the enemy is Islam and Muslims. The best thing would be if there were not a single Muslim left on this earth, then we would have reached our final goal. This is what he said. Dream on, Mr. Paludan. Dream on. This world will cease to exist only when there is no one left to say La ilaha illallah. This is the promise of Allah. So you can have how much of wishful thinking you want. This world will not end until there is somebody saying La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. Now, respected elders and friends, Islamophobe, apart from being a scourge, is deliberately being used by these right-wing bigots and Western governments as a political tool to delegitimize Muslim resistance against occupation and injustice. Look no further than the settler colonial apartheid rogue regime to see how the Palestinian resistance is criminalized by being termed as Islamist terrorism. In fact, just yesterday we received the sad news that 9 people were made shaheed in Jenin. Allah grant them the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Amongst them an elderly woman. This is daily occurrences in Palestine. Allah forgive us as an ummah that we have become so immune to Palestine. In fact, in this month of Rajab, we need to start creating a reawakening of Palestine. Because it was in this month that how many of us know the history of Palestine? How many of us know that from the 4 historical events, inshallah, we'll try to touch on it in the coming weeks. Allah give us the ability and Allah give us the life to do that. That how many of us know that one of the greatest major historical events that took place in the month of Rajab was when Salahuddin liberated Masjid al-Aqsa in this month of Rajab? Our children don't know history, friends. Ask them United 12 soccer and who plays for Al-Nasr and I don't know what and what. They'll give you names like you can't believe. They cannot tell you who are the liberators of Aqsa. It's a sad indictment on the Ummah. That which is the third most holiest Qibla in the Muslim Ummah. We don't know anything about it. We don't know history about it. Our children don't even know who Salahuddin Ayyubi. Who is Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Who are the liberators of Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us for our shortcomings. Really, friends, in this month of Rajab, let us take our time and sit with our children and our family and make them understand the importance of Palestine. If we have the opportunity, let us go in the month of Ramadan, visit these places, give them encouragement to say we as an ummah. Nevertheless, my respected elders and friends, hate crimes which are abhorrent and extremely vulgar, Quran burning echoes American and NATO war crimes across the Muslim ummah that saw thousands of lives bombed to smithereens, and it continues till today, especially in Palestine. Now the point that I want to make is, my respected elders and friends, perhaps he doesn't understand the value of Quran. As a non-Muslim, he doesn't understand the value. There were many like him before who have attempted this. Allah took care of them. You see, whatever is connected to Allah, Allah takes care of. Whatever is connected to Allah, Allah takes care of. Ka'batullah, people try to destroy, Allah will take care of it. Even prior to Qiyamah, people will try to destroy, Allah will take care of it, Allah will raise it. Kalamullah, again the book of Allah, people will try. He can burn the pages, friends, but he can't burn the hearts that carry Kalamullah. Millions and millions of people carry Kalamullah in their hearts. That is why if anybody regards anything greater than Kalamullah, even if he is the highest scientist and he has the greatest occupation, if he has Kalamullah in his heart, there is nothing greater than that. There is no other profession greater than that profession and that person that holds the Kalamullah in his heart. Irrespective of his outward, irrespective of his behavior, irrespective of whatever, but the fact that he holds Kalamullah in his heart, that enough is sufficient that Allah holds him in high esteem. So anything associated to Allah, Baytullah, Masajidullah, Allah will take care of. The fact that Allah had revealed the Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr, Allah says, we have revealed the Quran and we will protect. Me and you are just the means. Allah is the ultimate protector. So he and many others will try perhaps in the future to incite Islamophobe, to incite the Muslim Ummah. But we need to understand, my friends, and this is the point that I want to make in the next 5 minutes, that how much of affiliation do I have with the Quran? And allow me to just mention to you 7 reasons that why your love for the Quran should be something else. You see, friends, the miracle of the Quran is that, number one, it is inimitable. The Quran is inimitable. It dares you to disprove it. How? It says that humans cannot write a book like this, even if they pooled all their resources together and get help from whoever they want. The Noble Quran said this 1443 years ago, and yet no one has dared to disprove it. Billions of books have been written, but not one like the Quran. So the Quran is inimitable. The Quran is incorruptible. Number two, it is the only sacred religious writing that has been in circulation from the time of its revelation and yet remains as pure as it is from the time that it was revealed. The Quran was kept intact, nothing was added to it, nothing was changed, nothing was taken away from it ever since its revelation was completed. So it is inimitable, it is incorruptible. Number three, the Quran is indisputable. The Quran withstands the test of time and scrutiny. No one can dispute the truth of this book. It speaks about past history and it turns out to be right. It speaks about future prophecies and it turns out to be right. It mentions details of physical phenomena which were not known to people at that time, yet later scientific discoveries found that the Quran was right along. In fact, just recently, I seen a clip whereby, you know, we learn the hadith where they say that a believer has 360 joints. And every morning he needs to give sadaqah for every joint. Every subhanallah that he reads, every alhamdulillah that he reads, the kindness that he shows, the mercy that he shows to fellow human beings, the removal of anything from the path that is dangerous, all these things are acts of charity. And recently I received a clip that said that, you know, but there is only 340 joints. But just last week a brother sent me the clip that recently science have produced and they found 20 extra joints in the ear. So whatever the Nabi of Allah said, he said through wahi. Whatever the Quran said, it came from wahi. It proves science right. My respected elders and friends, every other book needs to be revised to accord with modern knowledge. The Quran alone is never contradicted by a newly discovered scientific fact. So it is indisputable. The Quran is your road map for life and afterlife. The Quran is the best guidebook to structure your life. No other book presents such a comprehensive system, including all human beings' lives and endeavors. Number six, Allah's gift of guidance. Allah has not left you alone. Allah has given you a GPS. And your GPS is Quran Kareem. And lastly, it is your call card to communicate with your Allah. Humans are social creatures. We love to communicate with intelligent life. The Quran tells us how to communicate with the source of all intelligence, the source of life, the one and only Allah. The Quran tells us who is Allah, by what name should Allah be addressed, and the way in which to communicate with Him. These 7 points and many others are so much sufficient to make us realize
that what Allah has given us in the form of the Quran Kareem. Our heart's pain, that everything that is associated with Islam, be it the cartoons, be it the burning of the Quran, be it the drawings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all these things hurt us. Because it is an attachment that we have. It is close to our hearts. It is part of our iman. But my respected elders and friends, Allah will deal with them. In a manner and at the time that Allah feels best, Allah will deal with them. May Allah guide them towards the beauty of Islam. May Allah guide them towards the beauty of Quran. If that is not meant, Allah will do what Allah needs to do with them. But me and you, as believers of the Quran, as believers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as believers of the kalima la ilaha illallah, this is an ideal time in the sacred months of Rajab, Sha'ban. Let us, in Rajab they say, we plant the seed. In Sha'ban, you water the seed. And in Ramadan, the flowers bloom. So let us reevaluate my attachment to Quran. If I'm reading one page, let me try to update, inshallah. How much of Quran is being read in my home? How much of Quran is being read with my family? How much of understanding of Quran is taking place? Inshallah, the more we will attach and the more we will open the book of Allah, the more from the treasures of Allah we will take, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Inshallah, on Tuesday, after the Maghrib Salah, an important Islahi spiritual reformation program, together with a Dhikr and Durood program, will take place, inshallah, this coming Tuesday. After the Maghrib Salah by Hazrat Maulana Shabir Saluji Sahib, the principal and rector of Darul Ulum Zakaria, inshallah this program will take place, inshallah, after the Maghrib Salah on Tuesday also. And just received a notice to say that inshallah from next week Friday, there will be Jummah Salah taking place, and we are currently open for 5 times Salah. This is at 62 Rabi Street, Falk. So alhamdulillah, there also there is now salah taking place 5 times a day. This is at 62. So if anybody is ever in the area around this time, inshallah, inform the other brothers that alhamdulillah, another facility has come up whereby the brothers can read their salah with jama'ah. And lastly, inshallah, we once again humbly request the brothers, inshallah, to donate generously to the cause of the masjid, the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From now, like we mentioned, we start increasing in our good deeds, inshallah. And what a great way to increase, by contributing generously to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي امتن على عباده بنبيه المرسل صلى الله عليه وسلم وكتابه المنزل حتى اتسع على أهل الأفكار طريق الاعتبار بما فيه من القصص والأخبار واتضح به سلوك المنهج القويم والصراط المستقيم بما فصل فيه من الأحكام وفرق بين الحلال والحرام ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين تذكروا بالقرآن وذكروا به الناس تذكيرا أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: يقال لصاحب القرآن تك ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا، فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الذي ليس في جوفه شيء من القرآن كالبيت الخرب. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله حسنة، والحسنة بعشر أمثالها. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من قرأ القرآن فاستظهره فأحل حلاله وحرم حرامه، أدخله الله الجنة وشفعه في أشرة من أهل بيته، كلهم قد وجبت له النار. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. صدق الله العظيم، وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وفاطمة سيدة النساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار، يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، والحمد العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Let us ensure ourselves are straight, standing shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Try to fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Try to fill in all the gaps, stand as close as possible. There's still place in the masjid. Brothers at the back are kindly requested to come forward, inshallah, and try to fill in all the spaces before going to the wing and to the other places.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين
اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم انا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الاعداء اللهم استر عوراتنا وامن روعاتنا اللهم انا نسالك من كل خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.